Hi, and welcome to the September 18th edition of Three Sides of the Coin, bite-sized episodes, brought to you by Mike Brunn from the Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn. In KISS News, September 18th, 1978. On this day, KISS released four solo albums, one from each band member. Ace Frehley and Paul Stanley albums rocked, while Gene Simmons and Peter Criss went back to their roots. If you go to my Facebook page, The Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn, you could find video of Paul Stanley performing solo, Wouldn't You Like to Know Me, an acoustic version. You could see Gene performing Radioactive with the proper album intro before the song begins. I have video of Ace performing New York Groove, and Peter performing You Matter to Me for the one and only time in his career. September 18th, 1983. On this day, KISS make their first official public appearance without makeup, appearing on an MTV special. Paul, Gene, Eric, and Vinny are interviewed by MTV VJ J.J. Johnson, and during this special, they would premiere the Lick It Up video. They would remain unmasked until the 1996 reunion. In other rock and roll news, September 18th, 1970. On this day, one of the most influential guitarists in rock and roll, Jimi Hendrix, passed away. He was only 27 years old. Of course, his legacy includes classic songs such as Foxy Lady, Purple Haze, and Hey Joe. September 18th, 1970. On this day, Black Sabbath released the classic album Paranoid. The album includes the incredible title track, War Pigs, Iron Man, and Fairies Wear Boots. This album is a must-own for all rock and roll fans. September 18th, 1988. 31 years ago today, KIX released their album Blow My Fuse. KIX had been a club band for nearly a decade by this time, and this album was their first taste of top 40 success. Subscribe to Three Sides of the Coin to make sure you don't miss any of our daily bite-sized episodes. Visit ThreeSidesOfTheCoin.com. Follow me on Facebook at The Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn. And follow me on Twitter at Mike_Brunn.